So the new global patent environment has changed dramatically in the last 10 years, as many of us realize. Patents have gone from being the darling indicator of invention and innovation to being characterized as a tax on the goods and services, as a well-orchestrated and well-funded patent troll narrative emanating from many companies and parts of the industry, as well as the second term Obama White House, has become the accepted and common wisdom. So why has that happened? The EPO and the European Union have risen in importance as a place to protect and enforce global patent rights, a dramatic change in the last couple of years. The Chinese patent system has mimicked the growth and importance of the rapid growth and dominance of the Chinese economy, with filings of Chinese applications at SIPO exceeding filings at the USPTO, and Chinese-originated applications being the fastest-growing country group at the USPTO and the EPO. The value of patents has dropped globally, with the greatest drop being in the USA. The U.S. Supreme Court has radically rewritten U.S. patent law. The creation of the PTAB in 2012 has produced over 6,000 proceedings challenging some of the most important and valuable U.S. patents, where the success rate for patent owners is still around between 30% and 40%. Injunctive relief has become very hard to obtain. And the positive impact of the U.S. patent system on university startups and individual inventors has rapidly declined and no longer, in many respects, provides the engine for funding of this very critical innovation that is done by small and medium-sized companies and universities.